Welcome, everyone. Blessed Sabbath. We're going to start the school for the student lesson number 8. We will begin with the opening song. Now we're going to begin with opening prayer. If anyone would like to be able to take in the praying for us at this moment, bubble up.
Our Father, thank you for this year to have this blessed day and let's be able to be very, very righteous to everyone and let's be able to be protected and not be tempted by all evil. Let's be able to be. And be also be responsible and to be full of integrity and to also be righteous in our hearts and don't let you to be having in the feelings, let you to assume ourselves and also stand by where we can be able to be having happy lives. This is not going to be best one in the end.
Lesson number 8, we are going through the third part of repentance. Now, on Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do you remember what was learned last week on repentance, boys and girls? Well, the answers to those are we need true repentance from our sins. We need to learn from David, the prayer of David after his fall, illustrate the nature of true sorrow for sin. His repentance was sincere and deep. This week, we will learn how to rest in him once we repent. Now, will someone would like to be able to read the scriptures that are followed?
2 Corinthians 12:9 says, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I be rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Will anyone would like to take the other scripture?
Colossians 1:12-14. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Ephesians 1:6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
And the last one is Acts 5:30-31. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew, and hang on the tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. As we will continue on Steps to Christ, chapter 3, page 26-28, for today's lesson. Anyone that would like to read that paragraph, please.
The Bible does not teach that the sinner must repent before he can heed the invitation of Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. It is the virtue that goes forth from Christ that leads to genuine repentance. Peter made the matter clear in his statement to the Israelites. when he said, Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Acts 5:31. We can no more repent without the Spirit of Christ to awaken the conscience than we can be pardoned without Christ.
Okay, continuing in Steps of Christ, page 26. Christ is the source of every right impulse. He is the only one that can implant in the heart enmity against sin. Every desire for truth and purity, every conviction of our own sinfulness, is an evidence that His Spirit is moving upon our hearts. Jesus has said, If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. John 12:32. Christ must be revealed to the sinner as the Savior dying on the sin for the sins of the world. And as we behold the Lamb of God upon the cross of Calvary, the mysteries of redemption begins to unfold to our minds, and the goodness of God leads us to repentance. In dying for sinners, Christ manifested a love that is incomprehensible, and as the sinner beholds this love, it softens the heart, impresses the mind, and inspires contrition in the soul.
Steps to Christ, page 27. It is true that men sometimes become ashamed of their sinful ways and give up some of their evil habits before they are conscious that they are being drawn to Christ. But whenever they make an effort to reform from a sincere desire to do right, it is the power of Christ that is drawing them. An influence of which they are unconscious works upon the soul, and the conscience is quickened, and the outward life is amended. And as Christ draws them to look upon his cross, to behold him whom their sins have pierced, the commandment comes home to the conscience. The wickedness of their life, the deep-seated sin of the soul, is revealed to them. They begin to comprehend something of the righteousness of Christ and exclaim, What is sin that it should require such a sacrifice for the redemption of its victim? Was all this love, all this suffering, all this humiliation demanded that we might not perish but have everlasting life?
Praise the Lord. We have a question for you, boys and girls. So what do we have won to repent, boys and girls? We have a beautiful song that will answer it.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your soul. Oh, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Mark 11:28-30. Oh, my yoke is easy. Come unto me.
Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to continue the reading. Who would like to be able to take Steps to Christ, page 27, paragraph 2?
The sinner may resist this love, may refuse to be drawn to Christ, but if he does not resist, he will be drawn to Jesus. And also the plan of salvation will lead him to the foot of the cross in repentance for his sins, which have caused the sufferings of God's dear Son. The same divine mind that is working upon the things of nature, speaking to the hearts of men, and creating an inexpressible craving for something they have not. The things of the world cannot satisfy their longing. The Spirit of God is pleading with them to seek for those things that alone can give peace and rest. The grace of God, the joy of holiness, through influence into seen and unseen, our Savior is constantly at work to attract the minds of men from the unsatisfying pleasures of sin to the infinite blessings that may be theirs in Him to all of these souls who are vainly seeking to drink from the broken cisterns of this world the divine message is addressed. When they first come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17.
Praise the Lord. Is anyone that would like to take the other paragraph?
You who in part long for something better than this world can give, recognize this longing as the voice of God to your soul. Ask Him to give you repentance, to reveal Christ in you in His infinite love, in His perfect purity. In the Savior's life, the principle of God's law, love for God and man, were perfectly exemplified. Benevolent, unselfish love was the life of His soul. It is as we behold Him, as the life from our Savior falls upon us, that we see the sinfulness of our own hearts. We may have flattered ourselves, as did Nicodemus, that our life has been upright, that our moral character is correct, and think that we need not to humble the heart before God, like the common sinner, but when the light from Christ shines into our souls, we shall see how impure we are. We shall discern the selfishness of motive, enmity against God, that has defiled every act of life. Then we shall know that our own righteousness is indeed as filthy rags, and that the blood of Christ alone can cleanse us from the defilement of sin and renew our hearts in His own likeness.
Praise God. Now we have another question for you, boys and girls. What can God give us when we repent, and what can we become as a result? If anybody has the answer and see the next phone that is coming, that is going to explain a little bit.
I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me, if you follow me, if you follow me. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. Hear Christ calling, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. Hear Christ calling, come unto me, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Hear Christ calling, come unto me, I will give you rest.
Praise the Lord. Now, next week, we continue our study and see how God regards our sin. So next Sabbath, we will have the fourth part of repentance. Now that we come into the close of our Sabbath lesson for our children, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Please meet us as far as possible. Righteous and Heavenly Father, we come before the Lord to be able to close this blessed Sabbath lesson for the children. Help us, dear Lord, that we may be able to come with the humility of heart before you, Lord, in repentance, knowing that if we are sincere, Father Jesus, you will be able to forgive sin. Help us that we may be able to have the strength, dear Lord, to be able to take this week. Mommies and daddies to have the strength as well to be able to be an example to the children, and the children also to share their faith with their little friends, Father Jesus. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquity and our shortcomings. Forgive us for all our Christ-like spirit, dear Lord. Help us, dear Lord, that we may be able to come closer to thee day by day. And may we may be able to look to you, Father Jesus, that we may be able to be transformed into your likeness. Be with all of us, dear Lord, as we continue this blessed Sabbath day. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.